Let me ask you, first of all, Sandy, you've been with the Business Alliance for certainly over 10 years in various forms. How does it feel to be finishing up this week?
Well, it's kind of bittersweet, actually. You know, I don't think it's really hit me yet that I'm actually leaving. I usually take off this time of year anyway, so the kind of the routine is the same. But it's winding. It's finishing up things and emptying out the office and knowing that, you know, January I'm not going to be back here. It's a really interesting feeling. I didn't think I would experience it. I'm ready for it. I think it's the right thing to do, and I'm sure when I wake up tomorrow morning I'll be okay, but I'm really struggling with it as we say goodbyes to people.
You certainly will be involved, and I'm sure you've indicated other projects, and you're involved in a lot of boards and things, but are you going to miss this job?
Yes. This job has been very fulfilling to me. It's been wonderful from the standpoint that every day it's been something different. I've gotten to meet many different, you know, just really exciting and interesting people at all levels across the state. So I'm going to miss that.
Just in terms of accomplishments that you've been involved with other people or by yourself, what do you look back with particularly at pride right now?
First of all, writing this organization. When I took over in 2005, it was enduring some financial stress. So we put the ship back on solid ground, and it remains on solid ground. I think one of the biggest accomplishments outside of running the businesses of the organization is Unshackle Upstate. Upstate really did not have a voice in Albany, and everything was driven by Manhattan. I think that Unshackle has put a stake in the ground in Albany, and my counterpart from the Buffalo Niagara Partnership and I founded Unshackle in 2006, and I think that has made a difference.
Obviously, you've been a strong advocate for this region and for Upstate, either because of the efforts of Unshackle or others. Do you think the Rochester area, have we made progress in terms of getting what we need, either from the state or federal government, or getting, you know, resources that we need?
I think we haven't made enough progress. I think we are beginning to see signs on the horizon that Albany certainly is acknowledging that this region has been overlooked, and also that this region is truly needy. I think that's been the other side of that. The Rochester area has traditionally been so independent and hasn't had to depend on a lot of state or federal aid. Well, we need it now. We have high poverty rates. We're experiencing the same things that our neighbors to the east and west are. So I think there is greater recognition of that in Albany, and I'm hopeful with some of the initiatives that are underway that we will begin to see more of our fair share in the future.
I know one of the goals of your organization and similar groups is to really kind of bring businesses together as whatever you want to call them, a lobbying force, or somebody who can, you know, kind of represent the area. Do you feel that, for the most part, area businesses, companies, your members, and those even who aren't members, are better now at working together?
I think that's when you asked the question of what am I most proud of, and I think that's probably one of the things at the top of the list. We have been good conveners, and through the community coalition that we founded back 7 or 8 years ago when Bob Duffy was mayor and we formed the Fair Share Coalition. We've broadened that to identify projects and initiatives that are key to this region and have a variety of stakeholders at the table to go to Albany to lobby with one voice.
What's our really loaded question, but what are some of our biggest challenges going forward?
I think that the poverty in the city certainly is one of our major challenges, and the results coming out of the city school district. I think that is the biggest challenge that this region faces, both from the standpoint of the kids that aren't getting the chance in life that they should have, and also from the perspective of economically our future workforce. We have got to do something to start turning that around.
You talk about, I know you have been yourself very heavily involved in trying to do something about schools and city school district particularly. Do you think others in the community, a lot of people who are involved with the district, say this really has to be, you know, a concerted effort by, you know, not just city people, suburbs, a bunch of different stakeholders? Are we seeing that kind of cooperation?
Yeah, I think that we've seen that happen probably most rapidly in the past year or so. I think the community, the region, county people, city people have come together to realize that we've all got to be pulling that train in the same direction and get behind some of the things that Bohan Vargas wants to do in terms of longer school days, you know, attendance issues, all of those things. I think there is a unified message out there.
things undone that, you know, you wished either could be further along or that you would like to see finished after you're gone?
Yeah, I think work with the school district, I had hoped we'd be farther along with that. I think from the state perspective, there hasn't been very much done in terms of regulatory reform, so I'd like to see more of that happening. Very disappointed with the announcement yesterday on the fracking issue. I think healthcare, I think, is another area that's going to go through a very difficult time. And in Rochester, healthcare is a big employer, so that, you know, that's an area of nervousness for us.
What's next for Sandy Parker now?
Sandy Parker's going to take the month of January to get tired of being at home. I'm going to do some more traveling, and then I am going to pursue something on a more flexible part-time basis, probably in education.
And you kind of said this before, I guess, but with Bob Duffy, parting amongst many things, I'm sure, but advice to him?
Advice to him would be to listen, get to know the lines of business at RBA. I think it's a complex organization, and to totally utilize the wealth of information and institutional knowledge that the staff here have.